The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni, and Naked Man was filmed rollerblading on the highway in Ohio wearing nothing but a panda head.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I had to get out of the house.
Okay.
I just couldn't take it anymore.
You haven't
I had to
been
get out of the house.
Within 350 miles of Ohio. Really?
Do you know who was out there naked except for a panda head? If you don't know that, it could have been me.
Okay.
Could have been me. Again, I had to get out of the house. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Jets lose by winning and Jalen Hurts wins while losing. But we begin today with the Kansas City Chiefs extending their NFL best record to 13-1 and spoiling the return of Drew Brees by beating the 10-4 Saints 32-29. The outcome might have gone the other way had the Saints successfully covered a Chiefs fumble in the end zone in the second quarter. Well, but I know the Chiefs won, but which team should feel more optimistic about this outcome?
Tony, I don't want to answer New Orleans, but I'm going to answer New Orleans for a couple of reasons, including one that's really, I have to convince myself of this. You know, going into this thing and through the first three quarters, and you and I talked on the phone and we said, what is Drew Brees doing out there? Why is he there? But Tony, you know what? It was good to get Drew Brees out there because he needed to go through what he experienced yesterday. He had to get hit. He had to get hit multiple times. He had to recalibrate, you know, how much juice he had to put on passes to just complete a 15-yard pass. All these things Drew Brees needed to get through as soon as he could. He doesn't seem any worse for wear. And because he got through it and experienced what he did, I think New Orleans has to be fairly optimistic, don't you?
I totally agree with that. If I'm forced to pick, I'm going to say New Orleans. Brees, I think, was 0-for-6 with a pick, and then he settled down and he was good. And Taysom Hill, back in the role of an auxiliary player, was very good. They could have won the game. But it does lead me back to what I'm going to say here, which is that Kansas City, in my mind, is by far the best team in the NFL. But they win close lately. They win only by winning. I mean, they're not just killing it all the time. And it allows other teams to believe they can beat Kansas City, even though they don't actually beat Kansas City.
Not yet.
So for me, this is another win-win in the way I look at it.
You know what, though? This year is starting to remind me. What year was that the Patriots went 17-0 or 18, but they couldn't get the last win? Was that 08?
2007?
7 or 8, where the Patriots were just
great. Sure.
And remember how they were just brutalizing people? And then the scores got closer and closer and closer. I am not looking at Kansas City, and I appear to be the only person in America who watches a lot of football and thinks this. I look at them, I don't see an automatic here. This isn't the NBA when you have the greatest player and the greatest team, you win like 99% of the time. This isn't that, the NFL. And I'm looking at it going, okay, you know, teams are getting within shouting distance of the Chiefs.
So let me go to that. The Saints in the NFC, it's easier to navigate your way into the Super Bowl now. Other than the Packers, you look at Tampa Bay, which is wildly inconsistent. The Rams just lost to the Jets. Seattle is in close games all the time now. They've fallen to earth. Whereas in the AFC, there's 5 or 6 teams with at least 10 victories. I wrote these down.
Buffalo,
Pittsburgh. Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Cleveland, and Baltimore, which may be the best of all those teams, is still on the outside looking in, I think. So it's harder. Even though I love Kansas City, it's harder to get there from the AFC.
I'm not ready, in the words of the late, great Dennis Green, to crown their you-know-what just yet. I'm not.
I get it.
The Cardinals beat the Eagles, but Jalen Hurts, he sort of stole the show. The Eagles rooked through for 338 yards, ran for 68 more, accounting for four touchdowns in just his second start, Carson Wentz. But the Cardinals won the game behind 406 passing yards from Kyler Murray. Tom, what was the story of the game in your mind? The Cardinals winning or the way Jalen Hurts played?
So I know that Arizona is another one of your hometown teams by virtue of some billion-dollar house. And it's a good win for Arizona because it keeps their playoff hopes alive. But the story, if you're writing a column, the story is Jalen Hurts. You gave those statistics. He accounted for four touchdowns, and so did Kyler Murray. But Kyler Murray was the number one overall draft pick, and Jalen Hurts was not. And neither of us knows yet if he has an NFL arm. But what he has done is he's made it impossible for Doug Peterson to go anywhere else but him. The Eagles look so much better when he is out there that he is their quarterback now. And if you look, I took these numbers down from college. Because, again, I'm not sure how good he is, but I am sure he's a great leader. He was 27-2 as a starter in Alabama, 12-2 as a starter at Oklahoma. That's 39-4. This is a guy who wins games. That's very important.
Yeah. I guess that's the story if you're writing a column somewhere along I-95. But for those of us reading something else, then it ain't that. It's Kyler Murray. I'm sorry, didn't you hear 400-plus yards passing?
I heard. Okay, again, so, number one overall
so
pick.
So what?
We don't, and he's got DeAndre Hopkins.
We're not he's grading on a curve. Hopkins. Then good for him. Good for him. The other guys, Philadelphia, they're supposed to be this and they're supposed to be that. Carson Wentz is almost the biggest story here. Carson Wentz, who's quoted as saying, I see on the underline all day Saturday and Sunday, Carson Wentz doesn't want to be coming off the bench. What? Are you? Then play your sorry butt into the field, onto the field in the starting lineup. Carson Wentz has become dislikable as far as I'm concerned. Now, let me get back to Kyler Murray.
Well, you never liked him.
I didn't dislike him. Now I do.
No, you never
Kyler
liked him.
Murray and the Cardinals had to win the game, all right?
That's
or
right.
They would have dropped to the eighth spot behind the Bears, which is unthinkable. And they won the game. And it was a tight game that had some drama late. And listen, Tony, I mean, I get it when you're talking about the emergence of a young quarterback out of nowhere that people didn't even think was going to play this year. I'm not going to sit here and be stupid and deny the appeal of that storyline. But Murray, they got some ups and downs of their own, and they had to win that game yesterday to hold on to that number seven spot for the time being. The Cardinals are the story.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, but it's attractive the way you phrase it. Let me get back to Carson Wentz for a second, because he has not been quoted. Those stories have been sourced. It has been attributed to him that he doesn't want to back somebody up and he wants to leave. But the bottom line on that is very simple. It is this. He has been outplayed by Nick Foles in Philadelphia. Now he is being outplayed by Jalen Hurts. In the games that he has missed, the Eagles are 11-4. What more do you need to know?
That'll do it for me.
Let us move on to another story. Exactly. The four college football playoff teams are no big surprise. Everybody had Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. And it is easy to put Notre Dame in over Texas A&M. They both have one loss to great teams, and Notre Dame had better victories. But here's real news. Dabo Swinney, your boy, voted undefeated Ohio State, the team he will play in the semifinals, 11th. In the coaches' poll, 11th, behind three-loss Florida, three-loss Iowa State, Georgia, Cincinnati, and Coastal Carolina, among others. Wilbon, why on earth would he do this?
Because coaches have agendas. And some let those agendas show, your slip is showing, son, more than others. There was a very famous coach, I'm not going to name him, very famous coach who once said to me when we were talking about the difference between the AP poll, which is pretty much the media poll. And back then, the other poll, Tony, the UPI poll, was a coach's poll. And this coach, a Hall of Fame coach, one of the great coaches of all time, looked at me and said, never pay attention to our poll, son. I was probably 23, 24 years old. I was trying to figure out the difference. Never. Because we have agendas. I don't even vote. I let my sports information director vote, which a lot of coaches do, or did. Because he's going to give an honest assessment, and I am not, because I have grudges, and there are people I hate, and there are programs I hate, and there are people I think who cheat and I'm never voting the way you should vote, so never pay attention to our poll. And that is the first thing I thought of when I heard Dabo Swinney and where he voted them.
That's interesting. I mean, I thought it represented what coaches in the SEC and ACC have been saying
it
all
does.
Year, that the Big Ten doesn't play enough games, and so they should not even be in. But I would say this. I understand Nick Saban voting for Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M at number four, you know, because that's the conference. They're in that conference. Dabo Swinney voted for schools way out of his conference. It's such a provocative act to me.
Yeah.
And I also, by the way, I think it's stupid in the way that I thought what Brian Kelly said before he even played Clemson, when he said, we may not even go to the playoffs if they don't let parents in. And you want to say, really? You're lucky to get in. Why don't you shut up with that? So I didn't get this.
But you know this. You get this. There's way too much listening to coaches. Yes, we quote them. It gives us something to talk about every day. You're also on in the morning with your own podcast. We need stuff. We need material. We need content, which is the new word. But Tone, coaches have agendas. And by the way, the coaches you name, they've got their Southern agenda. They don't want the Big Ten in it any year, if you ask me, and you're asking me. So that's part of the issue.
I actually didn't ask you,
here.
But I will if you'd like.
You did ask me.
Here's the deal. The committee has kept that spot open for Ohio State all year long. They are an unbeaten Big Ten championship team. But what we don't know, and a lot of it is based on what we saw against Northwestern, who played very, very well. We don't know how good Ohio State is. We don't know. We're not sure about Ohio State in the way that I think
Ohio
we're sure.
State as we are other schools. I'll give you that.
As Clemson and Alabama.
Yeah.
As Clemson and Alabama. Let's take a break. But coming up, the Jets finally won their first game of the season. How should fans feel about that?
And did 11-year-old Charlie Woods live up to our expectations?
I can speak as a former Jets fan.
Former?
I can say that I would be upset. I'd be upset that
Part of the Interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Guinness, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time. We're answering two of your questions. Is our gift to you? Happy holidays. Let's see what's first.
Let's not make it that big a deal.
Should Jets fans be happy they won?
I'm gonna turn this over to you very quickly, because even though you described yourself as a former Jet fan, you, this is the team you grew up with. And I would think no, because I would think there's a I don't know if he's once in a generation. I think these things are often exaggerated and just overstated. But it looks like, you know, the Clemson quarterback is the guy you would want out of this, even ahead of the Ohio State quarterback, who didn't look all that great Saturday. So I think no. I mean, you want a new coach and you want that quarterback and you want to go forward with them. And for that reason, you just gave Jacksonville the overall number one pick, at least for now. So I would think no, but this is your team.
All right, let me make a distinction. I understand why coaches are happy when they win.
And players.
I understand why players are happy when they win. Nobody wants to be 0-16. The Jets should have beaten the Raiders a couple of years ago. But if the question is about fans, a couple of weeks, did I say years? I meant weeks. But if the question is about fans, they should be miserable, abject misery. Because, and it's odd to hear you say what you say, because 2 years ago, you said that Trevor Lawrence was the greatest quarterback you'd ever seen in college.
At that point, yeah.
I mean, did you watch him against Notre Dame?
He looks great.
He looks like a generational quarterback.
He does.
And where would the league have a generational quarterback? Where would they prefer, in Jacksonville, Florida, or in New York City? Obviously, New York City. Here's the problem that I've got with this. Your team made Justin Fields look ordinary. So when people say, what's the difference, 1-2? Well, what if 2 is Ryan Leaf and 1 is Peyton Manning? Then there's a big difference here.
There could be.
So I think the Jets are objectively, they stink. And I think that the Jets should be given the first pick, change the rule like the Big Ten would. Just change the rule.
That's here a New York go. Way. That's a New York City way. Jump to the front of the line.
Did 11-year-old Charlie Woods live up to your expectations?
I didn't have any expectations. I turned on, like a lot of people turned on. And I said, well, let me see what this kid's got, because the hype is unreal. And, Tony, that shot, I believe, right there, a 5-wood from like 180 yards to the front of the green, bending it around some trees. Are you serious? 11 years old, and the poise with which he putted, and the speed of this putt, by the way. Like, I mean, your old man can't say, I guess he could say, making a 60% putt, making 50. It doesn't matter what his old man says. It's frightening how composed, how much poise, how much game. Like, I'm in awe.
If the question is, did he live up to my expectations, like you, I had no expectations. He's 11.
Yeah.
He's 11. He looks like Tiger. He swings like Tiger. He stands like Tiger. He twirls the club like Tiger. You hope and pray that the pressure down the road doesn't cave in on him. That's all.
That's right.
He had a natural eagle. So I will just say this to you. We had natural eagle. He putted. We saw that putt. When's the last time you had an eagle where you didn't chip in? Okay, when was the last time you got there in 2
like 12
and you putted in from 4 feet? Okay, I mean, it was remarkable to see.
It is.
I hope that Tiger is amazingly proud of this. Because
I hope the
kid loves playing with his dad.
He's got to be. By the way, you got a son who's a player. An accomplished player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
What did Michael Kornheiser have to say about this?
He loved it. He thought the kid was really, he loved it. He watched that whole tournament. He loved every bit of it.
Wow.
He really did.
That's a wow.
And he's a good player. He's about 30 shots better than his old man and always was. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come. The Patriots won't see the postseason for the first time in 12 years.
And could the Steelers lose their third in a row tonight? No, no, no. I like spoiling. I like killing the tees. Like killing those. Like
his
spoiling it.
Driver swing is perfect. The extension, the
six
finish.
Six iron.
It's
five
perfect.
Iron. Are you kidding?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 66th birthday, Chris Evert. She was called Chrissy when she went all the way to the semifinals of the U.S. Open before losing to Billie Jean King in 1971 and becoming America's Girl Next Door. She was 16 at the time, and for the next 15 years, she was a champion. She won all the majors multiple times, and she won 18 of them. She was dainty looking on the court, but she'd rip your heart out of your chest and hold it in her hand. You cannot discuss the greatest women's tennis players of all time without mentioning Christine Marie Evert. And like every sports writer who ever spent any time with her, both Wilbon and I fell in love with her.
Amen to that, Tony. And I got to sit in the booth with her and Chris Fowler last year, and you didn't get to do that, so I'm one up on you. And I will just say, as I was sitting there trying to talk about whatever match was going on, I'm sitting next to Chris Evert. You know, you don't get over that if you're of a certain age. And her rivalry with Martina Navratilova, to me, is the greatest rivalry in tennis, period.
Tremendous. Happy anniversary, Nick Saban. On this day 14 years ago, after repeatedly denying rumors that he was leaving the Miami Dolphins and taking the job at Alabama, Saban told the media at a routine Dolphins press conference, quote, "Well, I guess I have to say it. I won't be the coach at Alabama," unquote. 2 weeks later, he was officially introduced as the coach at Alabama, ushering in one of the greatest runs in college football history. Saban has won 5 national championships there and can win a 6th this year. I like to end these things with a personal anecdote, often about a photo or a sign ball. In this case, I will just say, Saban lied to my face at a Monday night production meeting when I asked him if he could categorically deny he was going to Alabama.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Oh, Saban told me this. I just remember picking up the phone 2 days later going, whatever later it was, saying, Tony, what happened to your boy? He's gone. I mean, look, he's one of the great coaches in any sport of all time.
Yes.
But I don't believe if he says it's Monday, I'm going to check the calendar. I don't have to believe anything he says, but I can respect the hell out of his teams.
Heavy trails to the playoffs for New England. By virtue of losing to the Dolphins yesterday, the Patriots were eliminated from the playoffs for the first time since 2008, the year Tom Brady tore his ACL in the first game. The Patriots' string of 11 straight years in the playoffs was the longest in NFL history. The Patriots will finish 3rd in the AFC East behind Buffalo and Miami, their worst division finish in 20 seasons. Bill Belichick said, quote, "We have to coach better, we have to play better, we have to tackle better," unquote. Cam Newton threw for 209 yards and no touchdowns yesterday. Meanwhile, Tom Brady threw for 320 yards and 2 touchdowns in the second half alone, making up a 17-0 deficit, beating Atlanta dogs 31-27.
You were all excited about yesterday. Brady came back! Brady came back! Brady's playing against the chokingest team in sports this season. And maybe the Falcons can get past this, Tony, but my goodness, every week it seems they have a lead and choke like dogs. So don't give me what Brady and Tampa did. It should never have been trailing this dog team by that much in the first place.
320 yards in the second half is a real big deal.
It is.
Real big deal.
It's Atlanta.
But if you think this was a bad choke, the Super Bowl is the worst choke of all time.
It was.
It's the worst choke of all time.
It was bad.
I hope they're happy dancing on the sidelines with the owner. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The NBA rescinded a second-round pick from the Bucks for tampering with Bogdan Bogdanovich. Is that justice?
Well, Tony, it could have been worse, and they don't get Bogdanovich, and they don't get the pick. So, you know, I mean, that's probably enough. The NHL will return January 13 with a 56-game schedule and an all-Canadian division. You excited for that?
I'm happy. It's cold out. Hockey should be played. But I don't know if all Canadian division is going to be allowed to play in Canada. I'm not sure of that yet. Somebody tell me. The Carolina Panthers fired general manager Marty Herney. We know him a long time. Your thoughts?
I mean, wouldn't it seem just if Marty Herney winds up running or partially running the Washington football franchise? He covered them as a beat writer, sat shoulder to shoulder with ink-stained wretches like you and me for a couple of decades. Yep. The Seahawks beat the Washington football team. Were you impressed?
I was impressed by the defense of the Washington football team. I was.
They got close.
Last one, Monday Night Football, Steelers and Bengals. 3rd loss in a row for Pittsburgh?
No. I mean, Pittsburgh would have to absolutely crater for the Steelers to lose that game, and they're not going to crater.
I agree.
Know James Conner's out. Doesn't matter.
I agree. Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. We're back on the Deuce tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, SportsCenter.
You were with Chris Everett in the booth. I am jealous.
Lifetime highlight.